بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سوسائٹیز اینڈ ویریئس کلچرز آر نون بائی دا کسٹمز اینڈ ویریئس مینرزم وچ دے اڈاپٹ اینڈ اٹ از ویری اسینشیل ٹو ریئلائز واٹ اسلام اسٹیپولیٹس ایز اٹس کسٹمز اینڈ اٹس ایٹیکیٹ بیکاز مسلمز شوڈ بی نون بائی دیم اینڈ دے شوڈ آلسو نو دا فیکٹ دیٹ آل کسٹمز اینڈ ایٹیکیٹ وچ اسلام اسٹیپولیٹس فار دیم آر پرائمرلی انسٹرومینٹل ان پیوریفائنگ دیئر انڈیویجول ایز ویل ایز کلیکٹیو لائف بیکاز دس از واٹ دا آبجیکٹیو آف اسلام از. Now, in this regard, today we'll deal with a question which, of course, relates in some aspects to these Islamic customs and etiquette, and that is the question of a holiday. Now, which holiday or which day in a week is stipulated by Islam as a weekly holiday? Now, since our ulama, our scholars, they insist that Friday should be that day, and the governments, various Muslim governments, should take this step and regard and declare Friday to be the holiday. So, therefore, we need to find out whether there is such a directive found in the sources of Islam or not, or is it something which is left to the discretion of an Islamic state. Now, in this regard, if we find out, if we have recourse to the sources of Islam, I think that there can be no two opinions of the fact that the Quran is absolutely silent on this issue. Similarly, the Sunnah and the Hadith of the Prophet too, they say nothing about the fact that Friday should be declared a holiday. We know that in the Quran, in Surah Jummah, it is explicitly said that at the time of Jummah, people should leave their all other activities and they should come for the Jummah prayer. But then again, that is for the time of the Jummah. It's not for the whole day. So it's absolutely clear that the sources of Islam are absolutely silent on the fact that which day of a week should be declared as a holiday. Now, in this regard, we know that Muslim tradition has been of the sort that Friday has generally been declared as a holiday amongst various in various ages and various empires. And this is something which is very appropriate also, because this is something which relates to their own customs. We know that the Christendom or the Christian world, they have their holiday on Sunday, because Sunday is to them a holy day for them. Similarly, the Jewish world, we know that the Jewish state of Israel has a holiday on Saturday, because the Jews consider Saturday to be a holy day. So if someone is holy to them, some day is holy to them, it's perfectly okay to regard it as a holiday, or to be declared as a holiday. However, what needs to be understood is that this is no directive of religion at all. This is something which is left to the discretion of the Muslims. Similarly, to all other nations, they are not stipulated by Islam in any way to declare Friday to be their weekly holiday. Of course, if they think that Friday is something which should be declared as a weekly holiday, and of course it's very a sensible thing also, and it's something which can be easily understood, keeping in view the importance of the Friday prayer, then of course this stipulation can be made, and Friday can be declared as a holiday. However, if a Muslim government thinks that declaring Friday as a holiday could be detrimental for its, for example, economic sector, and it can incur a lot of loss for the economic sector, then it has all the discretion, all the right to declare some other day to be a holiday. So therefore, it needs to be understood as a bottom line, as in a nutshell, that the issue of a weekly holiday is not an issue of religion at all. It is something which has been left to the discretion of the Islamic State. Muslim rulers can stipulate any day, they can declare any day to be a holiday, and they can even declare no day to be a holiday. It's totally up to them. Declaring a holiday or not declaring a holiday is something which does not relate in any way to the sources of Islam. And in this regard, Muslim governments and Muslim rulers have a discretion. Of course, they should try to keep the sentiments of the common man and the common people in their consideration while they declare this. However, if they have the larger interest of the Muslims and they think that declaring Friday would be detrimental in any respect, in any sense, for the whole economy, then of course it's up to them to declare any other day as a holiday. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.